We've got Aaron Melwaganan. What happened on Thursday? Tell us what happened on Thursday.
It was on Thursday. We organised a protest out at Andrew Giles' office, demanding permanent protection for all refugees, permanent protection visas. Andrew Giles is the immigration minister, and his office is based in Thomas Town, next to the train station. And so we started the protest at the train station and went inside Andrew Giles' office and occupied the office for about half an hour. And then Andrew Giles' office workers called the police. And then the police came and told us that we can't be protesting inside the office and told us to leave. And then unfortunate things happened. The protest was attended by supporters and refugees. And refugees spoke at this rally. There were young children. One was only 6 months old. There were school-age kids who spoke as well. You know, these people are in a desperate situation. They came to this country 10, 12 years ago, and the Labor government, while granting permanent visas to families like the Priyanare's family, they are ignoring everybody else who are in the same situation as that family. And we are putting up a fight to make sure no one is left behind.
Well, you know, it is an unusual thing that you would have been handcuffed and then taken away and kept for 3 hours. That does seem pretty excessive.
Well, the police came and told us to leave the office. And so we, although, we had the right to protest, I don't think that we were breaching any laws by occupying that office.
Well, he is a public representative. That's what that office is for.
That's right. And when they told us to move on, I was making sure that every refugee left that office safely.
Yep.
And then the police officer wouldn't let me be there, and then they pushed me and put me to a corner, and used excessive force to harass me. I wasn't resisting at all. They twisted my arm. 3 days on, my arm is still hurting because of how they handled me. It wasn't necessary. The two officers who were there at the start, they were quite intimidating. One of them removed their camera and were showing it into people's faces. It seems like we were dealing with two police officers who were racially, who were quite racist.
Yeah, that's curious, isn't it? And of course, what you're saying is that there were refugees there as themselves. So perhaps we won't jump to conclusions. But I know that you were also there with members of NUS students, people like that.
Yeah, there were students from La Trobe University. There were members of Victorian Socialists at this rally as well. We wanted to make sure that these 12,000 people are not ignored. At the moment, Labor Party enjoys so much support from the community, despite them continuing Liberals' cruel policies towards refugees.
Because we should, I'd like you to tease out for the listeners, if they don't know this, the significance of 2013.
Well, 2013 was the last time Labor was in power. They reopened Manus and Nauru Detention Centre. They are the reason why these 12,000 people are still in limbo. You know, they face an uncertain future because they refuse to assess these people's claims. Like all these refugees who are in the community fighting for permanent protection visas, they all came to Australia when Labor was last in power. And then they left these people in the hands of Liberals who destroyed their lives. So many people died by suicide and or other health issues related to being in, you know, either in detention or in the community facing uncertain future. And now Labor is back in power. These people are they're only demanding to, you know, get permanent protection visas. They've been put through an unfair process by the coalition government, which is called the fast track system, and the fast track system unfairly targeted Tamils as well, and many of the refugees who are part of the 12,000 are Tamils. And the protest on Thursday was attended largely by Tamil refugees as well. We are asking the Labor government to grant these people permanent protection visas. There's so many young kids who are worried about their future. They should be at school studying, you know, not occupying immigration minister's office.
Well, as you say, you point out, these are young kids. It's quite clear that their parents who had come here have built lives.
People, everybody who are here, you know, have been in Australia for at least 10 years. They are in the same situation, exactly the same situation as Kuria Nadia's family was before they were taken into detention. They've, you know, they work here. They, you know, a lot of the children were born here. So Sri Lanka is a foreign country to them. When they were denied protection visas, they have appealed their decision, and it's before the courts. Now, when the courts say that there was no judicial errors in assessing their application, these people will be deported back to Sri Lanka. There are 12,000 people facing deportation. We want the Labor government to come out and say that these people will be given permanent protection visas or will not be deported at the least.
You know when you were... when you were taken to the police station, you were kept for 3 hours, weren't you? What happened?
Yeah, I was taken in a van, handcuffed. They wouldn't even loosen the handcuff. It was hurting all the way through. I was taken into the police station, and they interviewed me. Fortunately, I had a lawyer representing me. And as a result, they released me straight away after the interview. So the whole process took about 3 hours.
So it was really just to distress you, do you think?
I mean, I don't know what I did wrong. All I was trying to do was to make sure all refugees were safely out of that building. Obviously, if they charge me at a later date, they can charge me within 12 months. Then I'll deal with it. But so far, there is no charges laid against me.
And also, people aren't going to stop. I mean, people are in a desperate situation.
This sort of intimidating tactics is just going to strengthen the movement. It's going to strengthen refugees who are turning up to these rallies. Well, that's what the reception has been so far. So many refugees have been calling me over the last 2 days, showing their support and wanting to get involved in future actions. Hopefully, there will be more people in future actions, and we'll build this and fight till we get some sort of response that gives certainty to these people's future.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Aaron.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
Yeah, and that was Aaron Mo-Vaganen around his being arrested on Thursday at a rally at Andrew Giles' office in Thomastown. He is the immigration minister, and we're talking 12,000 people who need permanent visas, who've built lives. They've been here for over 10 years. Things need to change.